With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An armed man was shot and killed at Mar-a-Lago Sunday by the Secret Service.
Austin Tucker Martin, who authorities say entered President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with a shotgun before he was shot and killed Sunday, worked as a golf course groundskeeper in North Carolina. His cousin Braden Fields defends him to the AP.
I wouldn't believe that he would do something like this. It's kind of means mind-blowing.
Authorities say Martin walked through a gate at Mar-a-Lago in Florida and raised a shotgun when confronted by law enforcement, who opened fire, killing him.
I've had him around guns all the time, and he's never used one. He don't like them.
Trump, who often spends weekends at Mar-a-Lago, was at the White House at the time of the shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine 4 years ago has inflicted immense suffering for civilians and soldiers.
1.8 million. Is the current upper-end estimate number of soldiers killed, wounded, or missing on both sides, according to a report last month by the think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Russia suffering 1.2 million casualties, including up to 325,000 troops dead. Between February 2022 and December 2025, Russia has not released figures on battlefield deaths since January 2023, when it said more than 80 soldiers were killed in a Ukrainian strike. CSIS estimates Ukraine has seen 500,000 to 600,000 military casualties, including up to 140,000 deaths. I'm Charles Villatesma.
It was a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 821 points. The NASDAQ off by 258, the S&P 500 down by 71 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Supreme Court is taking up a landmark climate case this fall, one that pits medium-sized counties against fossil fuel corporations.
Boulder, Colorado city and county officials say the lawsuit's about fairness and that taxpayers shouldn't be solely responsible for the costs of adapting to climate change. But Suncor Energy and ExxonMobil appealed after the case was allowed to proceed in state court. They argue the suit threatens one of the nation's most critical sectors and that since emissions are a national issue, the case belongs in federal court, where similar suits have been tossed out.
That is Jennifer King reporting. There's a wave of trade uncertainty following the Supreme Court striking down of President Trump's tariff strategy last week. May have had an impact on Wall Street today, where at the closing bell, the Dow was down by 821 points, the S&P 500 off 72, the NASDAQ lost 258 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.